This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happening. Russia's going to shut off the gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Coming up on this show in our second hour, conversation from Poland with Greg Stebbin, who's there raising money for ambulances to help the people in the Ukraine. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope that you are safe and having fun, at least, if you can manage it in whatever nook or cranny that you hail from listening to this show. Bleak on Wall Street, bleak when it comes to inflation. For goodness sake, if you have been shopping for eggs, my friends, maybe you went out and you bought a couple of chickens instead. I actually know people who are doing that. So what gives? The push-pull on the money scene and Elon Musk. No problem for him. It was easy to muster up $44 billion, but what does it mean for Twitter? That's coming up a little bit later on this show, too. Plus your thoughts, the mailbag. Oh, my favorite part. Like, I got this juicy one from John who says, "Yo, Kate Delaney, I, because of you, bought your book, The Man Cave. I am really not a sports dude, believe it or not, but you kind of pulled me into your web. So now I'm looking forward to some of the big things that are happening in the world of sports. I need a distraction, and you may have just provided me with a new distraction." But there are some serious things also coming out of the mailbag. We'll get to that. And, of course, a trip into the man cave as well. So let's just dive right into it. I think the big shakeup is a couple of things. One, a Russian foreign minister who's saying, don't underestimate the threat of nuclear war. Gee, thanks for that. When people are already feeling neurotic about it. And then the gas being cut off to the two places I mentioned, especially Poland. And I guess Bulgaria, too, because these are places where they're embracing the Ukrainian refugees. So Russia has probably been, or at the Kremlin, the Putinmeister, has been thinking of ways that he can fight back, because he's really kind of going it alone for the most part. So now what the deal is this is true. The natural gas supplies are done. And here's the reason why. Poland and Bulgaria, because of the monetary situation in Russia, they refuse to pay in rubles. So now tension has ratcheted up. Poland's state-run gas firm said that they're going to entirely suspend gas supplies along what is called the Yamal pipeline starting on Wednesday morning. So, of course, that news sent U.S. natural gas futures up 3%. The Russian energy giant Gazprom did not confirm that the supply of Russian gas to Poland had been stopped. And, of course, the Russian state news agency is going to pump out whatever they're going to pump out, and it's going to be something completely different, I'm sure. The energy minister in Bulgaria said that they have fully fulfilled their obligations and made all payments required under the contract in a timely manner, diligently, and in accordance with its provisions. The Bulgarian government agencies are taking steps to make alternative arrangements for the supply of natural gas because they need it. You know, there was that ultimatum last month, very unfriendly, to the nations that need the natural gas that they do have to pay in rubles starting on April 1st, no fooling, or risk being cut off from those supplies. So President Vladimir Putin is playing some high-stakes poker, and it sends some shockwaves through Europe, because how do they keep their economy chugging along without Russian energy? Reducing the flow of natural gas will be costly, make no mistake about it, even if there are alternative plants. So for a while, I would believe that, like in Poland, they'll be okay. They can meet current deliveries to customers, all of that. But then eventually, they have to prepare for other scenarios. But right now, no shortage of gas in Poland, even though Russia is halting all the exporting of it. This is very, very, very big news. Many of you listening to me, you know you rely on natural gas. Imagine if it was cut off, and that was the fear of so many of the people. So for now, all is safe and fine, but how long does that last? How long does it last? The other shocker always is the repeated denials of Russia, even though there's drone footage, that there's evidence of forces who are operating near civilian people who are starting to invade certain places in the east of the Ukraine, trying to perhaps threaten, torture, or do the things that they did in Mariupol, which was horrific. And this is the worry of Zelensky, the president of the Ukraine, because, of course, they're doing everything they can to protect the people, whatever they can do, short of relying on the West to actually take up arms and help, because that's not happening. Not happening. Closer to home, the vice president can be added to the list of people who have been testing positive for COVID in political circles. She just made an announcement saying that she tested positive. She has no symptoms. She's going to isolate and she's going to follow the guidelines of the CDC, that she's grateful to be vaccinated and boosted. She tweeted that out. See, Twitter is where everybody pushes out their messages politically, no matter what, if it's just a simple announcement. She didn't have close contact, they say, with the president or first lady due to the different travel schedules, and she'll return to the White House when the tests are negative. So she is taking, for all of you listening and wondering if you get COVID, are you privy to have some of the drugs or some of the things, the treatments that could help you? It's really the treatments, the antiviral treatment. So she's taking the antiviral coronavirus treatment called Paxlovid. And what that means is, I mean, what you're talking about there is the antibodies, is fighting it, is all of that response to what your body's now processing. It is available through emergency use from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in people 12 and older who had high risk of severe illness, but you got to get a doctor's prescription for that. So pretty interesting. There are people around her that traveled with her that are getting tested, you know, what would normally make up your entourage when you're a political person, especially at the White House level. So what about the deputy chief of staff? All of those people will see as they check in. But she, for now, is isolating. And this is, again, the role of people that have been announcing. I mean, it's making its way through the so-called elite of Washington. So she is the latest to get it. Because remember, there were people that were out at a huge party that came down with it. Many people, I should say, on the Hill in various capacities. And this is that Gridiron Club dinner, which is an annual event with the press and prominent Washington peeps. That was held in April. Dozens of people tested positive. There were two cabinet members. Even Harris's communication director also tested positive. So it's this, you know, 3, 6, 2, whatever degrees of separation. I guess a good reminder for any of us, if somebody around you gets COVID, just keep taking those tests. You can find them now a lot of places in drugstores and whatnot. And of course, the government will provide them for you. All you have to do is go to the website and get a couple of those babies and stack them up in case you should feel like you're coming down with some of the symptoms. What's shaking on Wall Street or not? What else is happening as far as your money is concerned? We'll talk about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Us in the middle class that are always fighting for the better day, trying to grab the brass ring, so to speak. Elon Musk definitely grabbed the brass ring right from the start, almost, of his business entrepreneurial career. And he's always making news. This time around, everybody's talking about Twitter. We know it. It's now been a couple of days, and there is no fallout. There are debates over what does that mean for freedom of speech, because he says speech will be free. Barring sick, twisted comments, he makes it sound like, really, anybody who wants to talk about politics, anyone who talks about COVID, you will not be sliced off of Twitter. So we know it. He absolutely has the $44 billion agreed to by Twitter. The ink will dry on that contract in the next several months, or at least by the end of the year, probably by the end of the year for sure. And what he's going to do with it is the curiosity of so many, because he has 83 million Twitter followers, and he absolutely was somebody who took advantage of Twitter and used the platform a lot to tweet out his thoughts. I just talked about Kamala Harris. Where do people find out that she tested positive for COVID? On Twitter. Lots of politicians, lots of schools, lots of influential people, when they want to say something, what do? They go to Twitter, they put it out there because it's a big social media platform. And what ultimately it looks like in 6 months or 7 months or 8 months from now, or swinging into the new year, will be very interesting, my friends, to watch. So Elon Musk is not hurting for dollars. Now, for the everyday man, gas has come down. It's come down a nickel, 7 cents, depending on where you live. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and also what you're driving, what it takes to fuel up. I went to the movies earlier in the day, and I saw the Nicolas Cage movie, and I thought it was hilarious, but I like sarcasm. I think he's funny, and it was a whole play on him and his ego and being famous and the whole thing, and it was much more interesting. I'm not giving it a great description, but what was interesting to me is now when you go to the movies, of course they show trailers, but they also have commercials, a few little commercials, and there was a commercial for electric cars. And at the movie theater for the first time, because remember, I live in the great state of Texas, there were, and I haven't seen this ever, there were charging stations, and there were people that were charging up, and of course they had Teslas. There were four Teslas that were being charged. But will there be a push more toward electric cars? The affordability, I think, will happen eventually in the future. Right now, because of the supply chain, there's a shortage anyway, if you get on a lot of the lists. But we're starting to see a swing in that direction, and part of that is because of what's happening with gasoline, what's happening with gas prices, and then the push to be green in some areas. So this has been building, 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 building. I still don't think across the board we see that it's going to be some crazy numbers that are being predicted, like 80% of the United States people will drive electric vehicles in the next 7 years. Depends on the laws. What are the laws going to look like? Would there actually be a law that says, okay, you are banned from driving anything with petroleum in it starting in blah, blah, blah year? I don't think so. It's a very thin line where we are. But the good news is on the money side of things, gasoline, if that's what you are using, has gone down a little bit, a little bit. All right, Joe Manchin, who is always on the cut line, one foot in, one foot out. Sometimes you're not sure, where does he stand? He's a Democrat, right, from West Virginia. But is he a Democrat? Sometimes he is. Sometimes he seems like more like a Republican. Maybe he needs to pick a side, or maybe he's trying to be Solomon. I don't know. Some people can't stand him. Some people like the fact that he's singing a different tune. I think on some of the president's agenda when it came to money that was being dumped into a couple of pet projects, he was good to be a holdout. So now he said on Tuesday that he's talking about this tax increase and a deficit reduction bill with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer as a way to reduce soaring inflation. So he's saying that he's open to using the fast-track budget process to bypass Republicans and ram corporate and individual tax increases through the Senate, given that the Republicans want to keep things, he says, the way they are in the tax code. Manchin said it would make sense to include cuts to prescription drug costs in this package, which would need all the support of all 50 Senate Democrats. This would affect you if you're listening to me and you take prescription drugs. And then the other thing is just the tax code and manipulating the tax code to do something to combat inflation, right? So there are levels of optimism among some of the people in the Senate, but I think there are also people that are incredibly skeptical, right? Because you got to think about this. Separately, they're already looking at a bipartisan climate and energy package. Once that was one of the big main things that the Democrats talked about was, you know, boosting domestic fossil fuel production to reduce reliance on Russian oil because of the invasion in the Ukraine. That was part of what was being talked about. And now in this other agenda, this is completely different, talking about mucking with the tax code. So just in a nutshell, because what's in your wallet, I care about. That's this show, The Buzz in Your Backyard of Mine. And let's face it, it is about where's that money coming from, where are you spending it, what's the budget like. So his proposal would use half of the revenue from tax increases to reduce the deficit. And he said debt reduction is the only way to fight inflation. The corporate tax rate needs to go to 25% and loopholes to be closed. Loopholes to be closed. I'm wondering who contributes to his campaign, and when they hear loopholes to be closed, ooh, that can't be music to their ears, right? It all sounds so good, but it's political maneuvering, right? And not even just Manchin, just across the board. This is the stuff that we hear constantly. Show us the depth on this. I, for once, would like to see, okay, here's what we're proposing. We think we can get bipartisan support. Why do you care as an American citizen? Because this is how it affects you. Boom, 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 boom. Right? If you're going to do a U-turn on tax code because they yank us back and forth till we have whiplash, tell us more of the details about it. That's why I'm for a flat or a fair tax. Just give it to us all at once. And if our income rises and we smash it big, we create some amazing product, we have the entrepreneurial spirit, we roll up our sleeves, something happens, we create a company. Or your plumbing company does really well. You don't have to necessarily be penalized when you were struggling to make it. That's the thing that I see over and over again. You're struggling in the struggle bubble, trying to make it, trying to be the small business owner. And right when you finally are coming up for air, that's when they take your legs out, which is why so many small businesses leave California, because of their convoluted red tape that they wrap around the heads of too many small business owners. All right, speaking of money, 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 so this is interesting. Fort Worth is the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin, and they will run mining rigs out of City Hall. They're seriously jumping into crypto mining. They've got programs for these three machines that are consume the same amount of energy as a household vacuum cleaner. That's what the city is saying for people who are panicking about that. And they're going to run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in what they call a climate-controlled information technology wing of Fort Worth City Hall. And then the miners will be hosted on a private network to minimize the security risks. I wonder if other cities will follow suit and try to do similar pilot projects, because the equipment you need, it's got to be this souped up professional grade equipment, and you have to have the technology obviously to be able to do it. And what does it cost? The cost of the electricity, how does that get offset by the value of the Bitcoin mine? So this is a place to pay attention to, Fort Worth, and see if this is successful, because a lot of people are betting on cryptocurrency. Your thoughts coming up next.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source, so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The long-awaited evacuation from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol was underway Sunday. A UN humanitarian spokesman told the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. It's believed that 100,000 people are still in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation visit to Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Officials are continuing to battle a wildfire out west.
Officials in northern New Mexico urge residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres.
USA's Mariah Bowen reporting. President Biden plans to gather with other dignitaries in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to remember former Vice President Walter Mondale at a memorial service. Mondale died in April of 2021 at age 93, but his family delayed services for a year due to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden wanted to attend the memorial because he had an important personal relationship with Mondale. Biden has described Mondale as, quote, one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to everybody who sent me thoughts on all kinds of things. You can do the same thing. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Oh, this one from Tom kicking around with me on KCAA. That's where he listens to us anyway. That's out in California, the left coast, right there in Riverside. I've been to Riverside many, many, many times. Kate, I am so tired of Putin. Let's just stop him dead in his tracks. I mean, listen. First, we're afraid we're going to get annihilated by nukes, and then we're concerned about our fellow human beings in the Ukraine, and then we're also concerned about our allies in Europe and other parts of the world where they're going to get it worse from Putin. But trust me, when you say we are feeling the effects, you are absolutely right. You can see it in what's happening with the economy. So much of that is driven by some of the negativity that's coming out of the Ukraine because people forget, I heard you say it one night on the show, that there are viable products that were moving out of the Ukraine. And so the sword fell on that and a few other areas of trade, even with Russia, that were profitable. So now where do we go from here? That's my question. Yeah, and it's the question I can't answer. I mean, I dig around, scratch around, talk to lots of different people, from media to politicians, you know, where I can have just wide open conversations about what they know, what we think, tossing around possibilities. And off book, off record, most say they would love to see him go away. Like, does it mean he dies? They're not concerned. Does he fall off a cliff or does he just get removed? That would be the best. The realistic possibility of that doesn't seem to be very good, because I think the thought was by many world leaders who were game to go after the oligarchs, hey, if we take some of their power away, take their yachts, take the things that matter to them, and because they were making serious money and were buddies with Putin, if all of that goes away, won't they try to do something to remove him? And not necessarily physically take him out, just figure out a way to get him out. But I think you would have to physically take him out, because he's just not going to walk away from that. Look, over and over again, he's put himself in that position of power. It's state-run news. People don't even know half the time, the common people in Russia, what's going on. And if they do protest, they might disappear. Scary crap happens out of the Kremlin. We know that. I mean, it's not imagination, it's not exaggeration, it flat out is what we have seen. You know, a lot of people criticize Donald Trump for being chummy with Putin, but in one sense, there might have been a method to the madness. Is it better to keep your enemies close and keep your eyes straight on them and try to glean whatever you can out of Russia? Or is it better to completely be so polar opposite there is no chance of any diplomatic relationship? No chance. And I think for Putin at this point, his passion is to amass, especially close to Russia, looking at what countries he's surrounded by, trying to amass as much land as possible and to have controls of those areas, because he doesn't want it to be Russia against the rest of the free world or Russia and China against the rest of the free world, because there's also power in numbers. China, obviously, they may waffle here and there, but they would be a powerful ally. And they have their own woes with Taiwan and what's happening with Hong Kong and a few other oversteps that some people look at the rest of the world and see and think, oh, that's not right. But it's certainly the bullseye is on Putin. So to answer that question, you can't. There is no answering that question. The idea was sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. That will that ease him out? Will he back out? I think he's a guy that does not back out. Does he look like someone that's going to back out of this? Will we one day, will I get on the air and say, I can't believe it? You know, now we have an ambassador there and in the Ukraine, and now all of a sudden there's been this, let's come to the table and figure this out, and it's going to be Zelensky and Putin, and they're going to call a truce, and we're going to have peace. I don't feel that in my bones, and not from any business people I've talked to, legal people I've talked to, political people I've talked to, and just you and me, what we see, what we know, what we're interpreting, how we're breaking down some of the doublespeak that's out there. So hang on, because I think we're in for a very long ride with this. A very, very long ride. All right, this one is from Tommy, and Tommy says, hi, Kate Delaney. I want to know, this is a good one, where you went to college, and do you think now with what's happening in the world today, I have kids, one decided to go to college, and another one decided to go into a trade, do you think the way the world is today that you need to have a college degree? You can have a trade. I think there's people that have started businesses. They went to a 2-year trade school, or they became an apprentice somewhere, an apprentice, you know, in plumbing, in become an electrician. I just had this conversation with my electrician, and he loves what he does. And he was initially going to school, but then he stepped back from it because he realized he was going to go seriously in debt, didn't know what he was going to do, and he liked the idea of becoming the apprentice, and he really, really likes what he does. I think the most important thing is to love what you do if you can do that. I mean, if you're having fun, you're loving it, then that's a good thing. And then you just figure out a way to monetize it. Do you need to go to school? I think it depends on that. It depends on what do you think you're pursuing if you know what that road is. So, no, we're in different times now. The whole even giving the resume thing is different. References, word of mouth, who you know. That's what I would say. Who you know is the most important thing. Who you know, like, who's your mentor? Who as a young person can mentor you into what you think you want to do? And keeping in touch with the people that you've worked with and worked for and people where you had great relationships and they would sing your praises. There you go. So it's different than it was. By the way, I went to Ohio University, but I knew what I wanted to do when I was a kid, and I did pursue that angle, and it was fun. It was the number one party school. I didn't tell my mother that. So yeah, it was good. It was good for journalism or broadcasting and communications, but it was the number one party school. Ed in Oklahoma City. Kate, I am so thrilled that gas prices are coming down, although not to the place where they were last summer. I don't think we're going to see that, but I am someone who delivers in my company for a living, and I like it, but I'm constantly taking long hauls or short hauls or things in between, and I'm having to fill up a lot more lately, and the roller coaster is making me nauseous as to knowing what I'm going to have to budget for and what I'm going to have to put in my truck. Yeah. You know, I like when people talk about the good old days when it was less than $2 to fill up. When was that? I have no idea. I don't even remember that. In California, gas prices are $5.70. That is the highest price in one of the highest prices, I'm sure, in the nation, just up and down the California coast. It varies, but let's just say $5.70 is the average, right? But if you live in Georgia and you're listening to us, I just checked the gas prices, you're kind of around $3.71 a gallon. So it always does depend on that location, right? It depends on, you know, obviously stations are competing against each other for your business, so they might cut a couple of cents here and there per gallon. I see that right in my own neighborhood. And so it just depends. And there's, you know it. When you see, especially if it's a little bit lower, I mean, if it's like you're getting a nickel or lower, you see that. Look, people who are long-haul truckers, they feel the pain. People who are cab drivers, Uber, all that, all of them are feeling that. And people who have to run around a lot with what they do, right? That's the beauty of virtual. That's the beauty of work from anywhere, if that's possible. But that's not possible in a lot of professions. This one from Donnie. Kate, I've never emailed the show, but trust me, I didn't like the show at first, didn't like you, but then I started to listen, and I think you're fun. I am tired of the same old blah, blah, blah during the day. Like your pal Hannity, I know that you think he's funny. I think he does some fun things, but it is the same rhetoric pretty much with other people around the dial. I mean, here and there, there's good moments. So the fact that we can talk about other things besides the same old stuff that's happening gets me excited. However, it's interesting. You've been talking about home prices and where we're going with home prices. As someone who is in construction, I think lumber is still going to be expensive, but because of what's happening with inflation, it should have some sort of a cooling off in, I think, some areas anyway. Certainly not in Florida, certainly not in Arizona, probably not in parts of Texas either. Well, how timely, because prices were up almost 20% year over year in February. That's what the U.S. National Home Price Index showed us Phoenix, Tampa, you were right about that, Miami, highest year-over-year gains among some of the top 20 cities that were tracked. Wow. Thanks for the emails, gang.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Popular segments of the week, fair or foul.
Signal fair. After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It is a hard foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here.
I love that. I am here.
And before we start, I want everyone to message Kate and tell her that pancakes with brown sugar and milk is a real thing. It's old school. It's a real thing.
No, it's a stupid thing.
Because she thinks I'm a weirdo. It's a real thing. You put brown sugar and you pour milk on it. It's an old school thing. My great-grandma did it. Look it up.
Oh. And your great-grandmother was probably amazing, so I don't want to nail her for doing that. But I think that is the strangest thing. Look, there's so many things that you can do with that, like, brown sugar, right? And one of them is not to spoil pancakes with them.
It's a thing. Try it before you knock it. It's a real thing. Email Kate Delaney. Kate Delaney.
At KateDelaneyRadio.com. Oh, that's so funny. All right, so, you know, we always get into the food thing here. So since you started down that path, It's interesting. I was thinking about this when I, you know, the chip aisles are ridiculous now. There's so many chips out there, every kind of chip that you can imagine. And I think it's funny when people think they're eating healthy chips, and maybe it is a little less calories or whatever, but veggie chips, fair or foul?
Fair. I mean, you got to have some kind of healthy substitute, right?
Yeah, there's my vegetables. I'm eating them in a chip.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat them, but I mean, you know.
But why not?
Healthy people might want to eat a healthy substitute.
No, if someone's super healthy, you know what they can eat? My nephew was doing this, and he doesn't, he's like so in good shape. He's so thin and tall, but he would eat, and he liked the way it tasted, these sheets of seaweed. And you can get them in the store. They're in packages. It's seaweed. You're eating pieces of seaweed. Ugh. Tasted terrible. I've tasted it.
Sounds like you could just get sushi then.
Right.
Isn't that wrapped in seaweed?
It's wrapped in seaweed, so it would probably taste better. So veggie chips to me are foul because, I mean, it's not foul that you eat them, but don't think you're getting a bunch of nutrition because you are shoving veggie chips in your face. You might as well get potato chips.
Yeah, I totally agree there. Totally agree there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to have a healthy substitute, so, you know, they're fair to me, whatever. I won't eat them, but they're fair.
All right, so we disagree on that one. Parallel parking, I think it's funny. A lot of people are afraid of parallel parking. It's like a skill, which I don't get that. I grew up learning how to do it. I had to pass my driver's test to do that.
That actually makes me laugh because I've been a delivery driver, and parallel parking was the easiest thing in the world. And people when I see someone on the street like having troubles parallel parking, I just want to go over there and be like, "Hey, let me park for you real quick because it'll take me 5 seconds. Like, it's not that hard."
It's not, but I think it's the depth perception and people being afraid that they can't turn the wheel right and they can't get into the spot and it's not going to measure right and they're going to hit a car or whatever. They can't figure it out.
Yeah, but I think parallel parking is fair.
I think it's easy. We both agree on that. It is fair. Do not get rid of parallel parking. I mean, I don't know. Is it easier to pull in a big, wide spot? Of course it is, but it's not difficult. I've had all sizes of cars. I've driven a truck for somebody, and I was able to parallel park it. So if I can do that, anybody can do that.
I have to parallel park my truck. So.
Yes, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's easy, easy. All right, NyQuil or DayQuil? It's weird. They have these two different versions of it, right? And when you're really sick and you're coughing your lungs up, you just can't take it anymore, right? So what do you do to stop it? A lot of people do the NyQuil or DayQuil thing. But I know people that swear by NyQuil so strong it's perfect. Just take it during the day. Are you kidding? It is like a drug for me. I don't take it very much. So if I took NyQuil, it is foul during the day. I would be dangerous.
I think it
dangerous.
Actually says not to.
Yes.
Take it if you're active.
Yeah.
Like if you take it and then go drive a car,
It
feels foul to me, too.
Yeah, foul.
You shouldn't take NyQuil during the day.
Too potent.
Yeah, it's made to knock you out. Like, that's what it's made to do.
Right, so you can sleep.
To help you rest.
Yeah. It makes no sense. So this is a pretty interesting one. If you ride bikes, then you know there's hand brakes or foot brakes. Which are better? Are hand brakes fair or foul?
It's actually the exact same thing in riding a motorcycle. The handbrake affects the front, and then the pedal brake affects the back. You actually want to use both to stop the quickest. If you want to stop slowly, you want to use the back, but don't press super hard. Like, the back is supposed to slowly stop you, and the front is for abrupt stopping.
Abrupt.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a super abrupt stop when you've been on your motorcycle?
Absolutely. I almost went sideways and ran into the back of the vehicle.
Oh, that's nice.
I was on the interstate just booking, and all of a sudden traffic stopped, and I was like, oh, great. Slammed on both brakes and went sideways and stopped sideways right behind the vehicle.
Wow. Wow. The handbrakes on the bike, I have the handbrakes and both, but really it's the handbrakes is what we use the most. We're, you know, tooling around and we're hitting the handbrakes.
You shouldn't, though.
Should use both?
Technically, you should use the back more than the front, because the front, if the front gets caught, you're going to just flip.
Oh, well, that would not be good.
Yeah, if they get, like, stuck, like, you're just going to go down. If the back gets stuck, like, you can fish tail and keep control, you know? Like, that's what they're made to do.
That's what they're made to do. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to ask my bicycle gurus if you are correct in that.
Go ahead, because I know I am.
I know I'm correct. We'll see, because I think that the handbrakes are the best when with the bikes, for sure. But maybe I'm doing it incorrectly. How about this one, with or without cheese, anything? Are you like, do you always take the cheese off? You go to Arby's, you go to some other fast food place, you know, you can get stuff with cheese on everything. Do you only put cheese on certain things, or are you just a cheese dude?
I'm totally a cheese guy. I probably shouldn't be. I've been wondering, because I know you can develop lactose intolerancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered that, but I'm just like, cheese, extra cheese.
Cheese, please put cheese on everything, right?
Yes, it's horrible.
It is horrible, because, I mean, I like cheese too, but it's, cheese is really lays on the cows. Like, if you go and get, even if you get subs or get things that have nitrates or aren't the best for you, adding that cheese on it is, it's crazy when you start to look at the packaging, how much that puts on there.
Yeah, and how much of it's processed.
Yeah, that's honestly the problem. The processed food is the hard, it's hard to, I know people,
it's hard to digest.
Yeah, people listening to us, I know, have the same struggle. You have to. I mean, obviously there's probably some people that are incredibly fit and eat well, but I think it's tough to say 100%. I do not eat any junk. That nobody eats, you never ever go through a fast food place. You never ever eat any processed food.
I feel like you only got one life, so you better enjoy it.
Right. So
I'm going to eat my cheese.
I'm going to eat my cheese, too. I'm like you. If it takes off a few years, blame it on the cheese.
I honestly do not want to live until I'm like 80, 90 anyways.
Right.
So, like, yeah.
See, it depends on how healthy you are, though. Some people live to be 90-something, and they, like, are riding bicycles, and they're using both brakes.
This is true.
So, the winter is starting to go away, especially where you are, but, still cold enough. For guys, turtlenecks, fair or foul?
I think for guys and girls, they're foul.
You don't like turtlenecks? I hate the turtlenecks. I don't like them either.
They're uncomfortable. They look uncomfortable. I just don't.
I just
wear a scarf.
Like, yeah, I think they look like they're strangling you. Isn't that weird? It's popular. Turtlenecks are popular. Still.
Just wear a scarf. Because, you know, the difference between a turtleneck and a scarf is when you get inside and you don't want a warm neck, you can take it off.
Isn't that the worst? You're sitting somewhere, you're at a crowded place, and you've got a turtleneck that's strangling you and it's hot.
There's the idea, removable turtlenecks. Hey.
There you go. It's patented, because now you said it on the air, and I'm sure somebody else will run with it. I'm just so positive of that. Okay, so you have a choice here. Stomach ache or headache, which is the one you hate the most?
Both, because they're both aches. Probably, I would say headache.
Headache.
Yeah.
Headache's the worst. You can't even work when it's really
so
bad.
Bad.
Oh, and then you get paranoid. What is it? Do I have the tumor? Does something? You know, like, because they can come in spurts where you don't have any headaches, and then you get them a bunch.
I heard a lot of, like, blood pressure has a lot to do with headaches too.
Oh.
You know?
Maybe we better get our blood pressure checked. Next time I'll check in with you on that. All right, thank you, Jimmy, very much.
You're very welcome.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.